Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bringing in now from Forbes.com, our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Seth, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? No longer with Forbes, so that's okay. What's up, my friend?
Oh, okay. It was still listed as Forbes.com, and I thought that was you weren't with Forbes, but I wasn't 100%
okay.
Sure. So I want, didn't want to shortchange you, man.
The National Baseball Insider, that's all.
Okay.
What's
hey,
up,
what is pressing right now in the world of baseball, other than the fact that Dallas Keuchel is still not signed?
No, it's Craig Kimbrell also.
Yeah.
There was a couple of great articles. So there was one by Ken Rosenthal about Adam Jones. You know, I took a big issue with that. You know, Adam Jones was a perennial all-star, and I know he's on the decline, but he's not gone yet. And, you know, this is going to be something that the union's going to be concerned about. But as far as on the field and spring training, there's two things, really. Number one, I love how baseball's trying all these different things to change the sport, and I think this is the wrong time to be announcing them. If you are going to announce changes, do it in July, in January, when we're not getting ready for the anticipation of a season. Mm-hmm. But what it is to me is it's a sign that, you know, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of the sport, thinks it's broken and he's not sure how to fix it. And so he's going to try a bunch of stuff. And I'm not saying that's not the right strategy, but do you talk about that right before kickoff of the NFL, or do you talk about rule changes right before the NBA season starts? I don't think so. And I just think that they have to control their message better, and I hope that they do. I want to be talking about favorites, and I want to be talking about who's in and who's out, and you know, I don't want to hear about tanking, and I don't want to hear about these things. And yet that's the rhetoric. That's the stories that you hear.
I was reading that obviously the rule changes and some of this stuff's going to be implemented into the Independent Atlantic League so they can kind of take a look and see if this stuff works. And I was talking to a couple of the guys down in the clubhouse earlier, and I said about the pitch clock, and I said, well, you got to get used to it because you start thinking about it instead of thinking about your next pitch or what you're doing, or you know, it's kind of like a quarterback coming to the line of scrimmage. You're seeing things wind down. You know, you got to get moving.
Can I just add one caveat?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
There's two things. Number one, it's only when there's nobody on base.
Correct.
First. So the cat and mouse with no stolen bases still exists. Number two, Jason Stark did a study, and I'm not going to quote him because I don't have the exact number, but I believe he told me last year that if they had implemented it in 2018, it only affected three pitchers.
I can see that. There's some that are the human rain delay, but beyond that, most pitchers kind of get it.
What I would say to any player is don't even think about it.
Right.
Don't even think about it. It's a non-factor. It's not a thing. If you want to talk about the problems, and if we are going to have a problem conversation, it's lack of contact, it's lack of balls hit in play, it's not pitchers working too slow. Pitchers working too slow is not the issue.
I've said all along, I think the game has too many instant replays. I think the way they do it is wrong. I think that the game itself, you have to take it on its face to a certain extent. I think, obviously, the shift has affected things. The ability to strike out more often and throw more pitches in that regard has affected the game itself. But the game of baseball is the game of baseball. I mean, it's like you can polish a car and change the engines and stuff, but it's still a vehicle. It is what it is, and you just got to look at it that way.
Well, I agree. I just think what's exacerbated is, you know, if a pitcher does work slow, if a pitcher is meticulous about his pitch selection, or if his pitcher takes time to talk to catchers, you know, they implemented that rule last year where, you know, you had to limit the amount of trips to the mound, and most pitchers said they didn't even notice it, that it was a non-factor, and that's wonderful. What I'm saying is, if you see two swings and misses amidst, you know, a slow, methodical delivery, that's when it starts to compound itself. So if you had more contact, nobody would be talking about a pitch clock.
Exactly. And that was one when strikeouts became okay is right. when you started to see the games get a little bit longer.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
That to me was when, if you're going to talk about any kind of a speed decline in baseball, you know, and you went up there and you worked the count 3-2 and you fouled them off and you didn't really care whether you struck out or not because launch angles became supreme, that changed the face of the game a little bit. And then obviously the shift
right.
and everything else.
Right. And you know, I would say if you were going to do something to, you know, and I don't know if the Atlantic League does enough scouting to warrant this, but outlaw the shift. Outlaw the shift in the Atlantic mm-hmm. League for a month and tell me how many more base hits.
Right.
And last year the number was 11,000 versus 10 years prior, 2008. What I'm saying is if you outlawed the shift, would that give me back 5,000? And if you met me halfway, I think there would be a gradual return to hit to all fields. You would see more Wade Boggs and less Aaron Judge.
I would love, and I know this dates me and makes it sound, you know, old guy on the lawn screaming, but I'd love to see Boggs and Tony Gwynn's and Pete Rose's play the game today and be able to spray it all over the ballpark and continually to advance runners rather than just yoking it up and trying for the fences.
Right, and I long for the inning where a pitcher gets in and out of an inning in five pitches. Like, give me five pitches and show me the methodical work. There were guys when, you know, Dwight Gooden comes to mind. There are pitchers who are in – Mike Mussina is a great example of guys when they walk onto the mound, they look like they own their stuff. And it is not about overpowering – and it's about getting them to just get out, make outs. And I want to see defenses. Like somebody asked me earlier this week on one of the radio shows I was doing, they asked me about team defense. I think it was for San Francisco or something. And I was thinking to myself, like, I would love to see a team get noted for being a great defensive club and have that translate into three wins. And then win your division by two. You know what I'm saying? I would love that. I would love that. I'm the person who sees the value of every individual game. When the Brewers lose a game in April, I always say that's the game that will haunt you. If it's a gift, if it's a giveaway. If you get beaten, I'm clean with that. But when you give games away, I start to react because I say those are the games that decide divisions. And so throughout a course of a season, what I'm saying is try to see some of this activity and start to see a team known for defense and see that they won three games that season on defense alone.
I wanted to ask you specifically about the division. And I had John Heyman on yesterday. We talked a little bit about the Cubs and the Cardinals. It was great. I mean, he can reel it off like he's been sitting there with all of these guys sitting in his living room for a long time, you know?
My favorite is when he brags about how he's in Florida.
When
it's like 12 degrees in like Wisconsin or New York or something, and he loves to talk about how warm he is.
Yeah, he was. He did a little bit of that yesterday. Yeah, did a little bit of that yesterday. We were talking about this National League Central, and he still believes that the Cubs and the Brewers are the top two teams. The Cardinals have gotten better, but not dramatically better. He thinks the real battle is for the basement. He believes the Reds have gotten better, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who they feel that they can steal some wins. In the division, still end up finishing fifth. Do you see it the same way?
Well, you know, David Bell's a dear friend of mine, so I'm rooting for them. You know, it's very weird. I covered that 2000 Mariners team. That was the team that had Mike Cameron, not the 2001 team that, you know, that won 116 games, but the team that had Mike Cameron. And their second baseman was David Bell, and their pitching coach was Brian Price. And they all seem to be working for the Reds. It's just very strange.
You're right.
And I'd like to think that what the Reds are trying is they're trying to, you know, put their young players out there and just kind of see if they sink or swim. And let's see. Let's see. I'm not going to say that they're going to win 90 games. St. Louis is a team you can never count out. And Chicago is in a crossroads year because you want to make sure that they are, if they really are the elite still, they have to really come out and play like that because they haven't the last two Aprils. So let's see. And as far as the Brewers are concerned, I still think I'd love one more veteran arm for the rotation. I love the bullpen. I love the lineup. I think there's balance. I think it's a good team. I just would love one more veteran starter because I don't want to put expectations on Jimmy Nelson. I'd like to have him take his sweet old time, and if he doesn't come back till June 1st, I'm fine with that.
What? When does Keuchel finally sign?
Well, you're hearing the Astros. You know, the Astros are talking now about a potential three-year deal, and that's what he's insisting on. I don't understand why he's insisting on it because now it's prorated, so he's not going to be ready for opening day. So I don't get it. But I'm hearing the Astros, and to me, it's the balance of power for a lot of teams. You know, if he signs with Philadelphia, they're my favorite to win the East. If he doesn't, and Kimbrel signs with Atlanta, the Atlanta Braves are my favorite to win the NL. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We're not talking about petty players. These are impact guys. And I think that when divisions are close, they are remarkable. One team that I think that I just want to circle, and I want to tweet to John Heyman and see if he agrees, I think the Yankees are a house of cards. I think they are about to crumble. They have two-fifths of their rotation were guys that were designated for AAA this year.
Mm-hmm.
And their injury with Severino and the fact that they're not making a run at Dallas Keuchel, it tells you something.
Right.
I don't understand it. Because I would throw $15 million at Dallas Keuchel and I would sign him to a one-year deal.
Right.
And I don't understand that. And I think they are a house of cards. It doesn't mean they can't be good. But, you know, for all these people who think the Yankees are going to overtake Boston, I say caution to that because one more injury, like Paxton gets hurt, and I think they are screwed.
Always good to chat, my friend, and we'll talk again next week, and we'll get closer to that season and then the start of our regular season
can't
discussion,
wait.
Okay?
Yeah, can't wait, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.